Blog Talk Radio.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright, so put the kids to bed with the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I'll put that on the hood.
It's popping from the jump when you fucking with me. We could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right. But now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, what's popping with that ass? Passing up for what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing and she knowing I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Rude is not me, I just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite anytime, day or night? Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. But I like to pull hair slap at the titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I knew dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster penny dropper right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin, baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an it some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and bother waiting. The folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I'll put that on the hood.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them, 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoyed it.
Yeah, like
not that much.
Not that much.
Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though.
So,
ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing, but I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me. Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Your name? Don't think that's,
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then, put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger. Hold on, let me get my co-host in here so we can do this off, so we can set this off properly. Hold on, Queen V, how you feeling tonight?
I'm good. I'm sorry if there is anything in my background. I had to go and pick me up a bottle real quick, so I'm in the process of sitting in the liquor store waiting on the homegirls to come out so we can go back to the house so we can start drinking. So I have to apologize immediately for that because I know you hate that shit. But, you know, I have to explain myself ahead of time so you knew what I was doing.
Yeah, at least thank you for warning me at least. But thanks for being here. And, yes, it is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, and ain't no telling what we're about to get into tonight. Supposed to have a new Beauty of the Week stopping through tonight, and I got some things I want to talk about. I got some things on my mind. We're about to get real, I don't want to say grimy, because it's not grimy, but I got some questions. You already know I got some questions, but let's handle the business first. First of all, I want to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because you know without her there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesday, no Hump Nights. No slash Sundays, no the Triple M show. Oh, and just real quick, thank y'all so much for supporting the Triple M show, because the very first show was like 250 downloads, and that's just the first one. So that's already y'all out there doing y'all motherfucking things. Thank you. It's good. And get ready for Fuck You Fridays on Friday. We're going to see how that's going to go, because remember, that's all talk. So if you got your issues, make sure you call in and holler at me about them. But, yeah, next, of course, all the independent artists out there, everybody out there doing their music thing, because without y'all, there is no West Coast music. We don't have no radio show either, because we wouldn't have nothing to play. You know, I don't play that commercial shit. Don't listen to the regular radio. I'm talking about Bang Out Radio, so this is what we fuck with over here, all right? And last but not least, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to download actually tune in. If you tune in during the hours, then thank you very much. Because like I said, everybody's time frames is all different, because we ain't no telling who's listening. But then if you always go back and listen and download, if you can't be here live, then thank you very much. Spread the word. Talk about it. Because, again, we only here for y'all. Besides that, we'd be doing other shit. So, yeah, that's where we at. But, how do I want to start off this West Coast Wednesday? Because I'm going to let my co-host get their drink and make something I'm sipping on. Some more of this true daiquiri shit going on right now. And I got some new music, but I'm trying to get it uploaded. So we have to hold on that for right now. And we're going to do something like, See, this is why you're supposed to be prepared first. All right, let's start it off like this. Like I said, I'm feeling a little bit better. Are you feeling cool tonight? Are you feeling cool tonight, Queen?
I'm in a good mood. Like, I mean, I had a great little day today. So, I mean, and like I said, it's about to get even better once I get to the house and get my juice so I can, you know, start drinking a little bit.
All right. Well, let's keep it kind of turned up tonight on West Coast Wednesday. Here we go, y'all. We'll be right back.
DJ Slick Vic.
Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
I'm in this motherfucker and I don't even care. Rocking this fit in this Indian hair. Should I got these niggas coming in at least two pairs? They think it ain't fair, but nigga, you don't do fair. It don't seem right, it don't equal out. Nigga, what you talking about? You broke out something in your mouth. You can't be greedy, cause you gotta feed the needy. Shit could be misleading and look to be deceiving. Come fast like a speedboat. Don't choke with the deep thumb. Lick it on your pee hole. I had your whole body numb. 2 minutes make it come, cause I does this for fun.
drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Look, bitch, make it nasty. Never let a bubble butt bitch walk past. Light skin sass, set a name mask. Never knew it bad, but you screaming out that. Damn, in a dope game, need a Grammy. No gag, reflex me, no gag. Full play done, turn it over, I'll smash it. Nothing but soul, but you ready for the action.
You know we get nasty when you fuck with the youngster. I'll have you singing, la 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 bum bum. I'm hot like the summer, make you roll like the thunder. It's like a water fountain, man, I got that pussy running.
Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Don't trip, I'm all up in this bitch. I got my hands up and I'm shaking my shit. Down, round and round. I'm forming the crowd and I'm missing off the loud. Shit, I was too turned up. He had me in the cut and I was working my stuff. And if a nigga wanna fuck, you see this pussy, this kid, you suck. Look, it's like a thing in the past. Do you really think that you can handle it fast? I can move slow and I can make it clap. But I don't know about you, but I think he like that. Oh shit, watch out now. Been this asshole, you wanna see the sky wild? Boy, you better stop, cause I'm the best in town. You got a handful of tits and a booty by the pile.
Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Coming at me, you better come correct. Top 10 ladies of the den. Figure it out, bitch. This is lying.
Enough by now. Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger. Let me get my co-host back real quick, Come on, you can do it. You can do it. There it is, Queen V. How you feeling? You feeling good? Feeling good? Got your drink?
Yeah, I got some drink. It's not what I have purchased a drink on, but, I mean, it's kind of low-key spot me right now. I'm like, all right. So I'm
okay,
still
so
waiting
sure,
for homegirl to come out of our little hangout spot so I can go to the house. But I'm posted right now. We chilling.
Okay, so what you sipping on? What you got?
What is this called? I've never seen this bottle before. It's called Sweet Revenge Liqueur.
Okay. Yeah, nothing I ever heard of. But okay, what's the proof on it?
Yeah.
How much proof is it?
It's 77 proof.
77. Not bad. Not bad. It's
yeah,
not 80,
so
but it's only three off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I didn't have a couple shots. I didn't have a couple shots in, during our little break, and I'm kind of feeling myself right now.
Okay, it's all good. It's all be an interesting night then. Let's see what we got on the call line. Let's do it. Come on, straight out the 909-9635. You got Dagger and Queen V. You almost got us. Hold on. Almost.
Sorry.
There
you
go. You got us. What it do?
Young Prince of the West. You already know, man. How y'all doing?
Hell,
what's up, Dagger? What's up, Queen?
What it do, Pippin? Nah. Chilling, man. Chilling. Max, relax. What you got going on tonight?
It's chilling in the H-Town. H-Town. Yeah, I'm in a whole different time zone, my nigga. So, man,
yeah.
It's like 2 hours ahead and shit. Out here in the city of the Purple Sprite.
Uh-oh, that's right, man. My bad out there traveling and shit, man. Let them know we out here, though, man. You got to represent.
Yeah, buddy. West Coast, nigga.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I got somebody local right now. Hold on. Who's calling out the 310 area call? Let's see who this is. Hold up. Come on. See, I'm trying to do too much at one time. But that's okay, though. Y'all know how we get down here on West Coast Wednesday. It takes time a little bit sometimes, but we always make it through. You know, kicking, screaming, yelling, cussing, whatever the fuck we feel like doing over here. But, so YP, but you ain't sipping on nothing, man? What you got over there to sip on?
Honestly, I'm on these brews right now. Miller Lite on this thing, you know what I'm saying? Keep it mellow. Keep it mellow. Otherwise, I get too turned out. They ain't ready for this West Coast. Right? Yeah.
Just checking. All right, now, who we got out the 310? 4130, you got Dagger Queen V. What it do?
Man, you know who it is. It's Mr. IPootIt4Times.com, KIP. What
up, man? Look at this nigga, man. What up, Skip? Where you been at, bro?
Man, I've been all over the world, and
My play brother, Young Kip, right here checking in on West Coast Wednesdays, man. Happy belated birthday, nigga. I was blowing up your phone your whole birthday. You didn't want to pick that shit up, nigga. You better have it turned up somewhere.
Man, I can't even go into it on blog. I'm going to call you when the show over and let you know what it is.
I get the line. Okay, hold on real quick. And then we got one more person I want to get in there real quick. Let's see who's calling out 606-2044, Dagger, Queen V. You got us. What it do?
Hey, what's good, Dagger? How you doing, Queen V?
Lion's dead. Checking in the building.
What's good? How y'all?
Everybody tuning in today, man. That's what I like. Everybody's tuning in today, man.
I got the worldwide in here.
What happened?
I got the den in here right now. Niggas is just chilling, drinking, smoking, relaxing.
Young Kicks, General and shit. Everybody over there posted. Everybody chilling.
You already know what it is with me, man. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Hey, that's what it do, man. Let's just kick it off then. This number one, what I've noticed, I don't know if anybody's noticed this as well, is that niggas will sell anything, right? And niggas is trying to sell anything. Now, first of all, I want to ask Queen.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yes.
Would you buy some draws off a nigga off the street?
No. No.
Wait, okay.
Wow.
I'm just making sure, because like I said, the homegirl told me this story, right? She told me, well, hold on. Oh, look at this. Hold on. Look who else we got here. Hold on. Wait, before I get into my story, I got to get my nigga in real quick. Since he wanted to check in the building real quick. My nigga Fresh with it. Hold on. Come on. Coming in. There it is. Fresh with it. What it do, man? How you feeling?
Man, Fresh the best with it. We need gang in the motherfucking ears out. Yada da me. First and foremost, what's up to the queen? What's up with the dagger? How y'all doing? Bang out radio. We're for the grip.
Yes, sir. Yes. Man, everybody up in here, man. So here we go. So now let me get back to the queen. No, you wouldn't buy drawers off a nigga on the street, right?
I would buy drawers off a nigga off the street. Not going down.
Because the homegirl told me she was in some building, she was leaving some building, right? And then the nigga was outside in the car, like, yo, hey, come here. Like in the car though, like, and she happened to walk by the car, he gonna hold out a bag that just had nothing but women's drawers in it and talk about, I got a sale right now, I got any kind of drawers you need right now, what you want? Like, then I'm like,
no, that's not culture. That's
only in California, though.
First off, when you buy shit off the street and you don't know where that shit has been,
and it was funny because, you know, the funny part was, is that he had a friend, right? Like, his homeboy had approached her inside the building, like, you know what, I sell woo-woo, I got women's underwear outside in the car, you know, if you got anything that we need, we got all sizes, shapes. And she said, like, he gave her, like, a whole pitch, right? And then she goes outside, and the dude's homeboy is outside, give her the same pitch, like, yo, woo, 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 woo. I'm like, oh, my God. What the fuck? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, are we serious? Just selling anything just out the trunk, right? Like, yo, like.
I'm a hustler, homie. That shit sound like a D-head or something, you know what I mean?
That's just crazy. I was just making sure, because I'm trying to figure out, because I'm the type of person that feels that if people are selling something, then there's got to be somebody out there that buys it. So my question is, if these niggas is really out here selling draws, there's got to be somebody out here buying them.
You never put nothing past nobody. It's bitches out here really doing some disgusting ass shit. And I mean, hey, if you can get your husband home selling fucking girls' draws off the fucking street corner, then I mean, hey, you absolutely right. There's some bitch out here who's gonna fucking buy them. You are damn right. I'm just not gonna be that motherfucker. I'm telling you right now, it's not about that.
That's hilarious. I don't get it. It's just crazy. Like, and then, I wonder how many niggas is out there buying drawers for their girls off niggas off the street, too. Because, I mean, there's got to be some kind of demand for this shit.
Just real quick.
Look, no grown-ass man is going to just sell women's drawers out of nowhere for no reason.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, there's some reason
he's doing it.
I was out there in Vegas going through the same noise.
You were
out there. Oh, my mama, they did that in Vegas.
Hold on. You were selling drugs in Vegas?
I'm telling you, when I was in the bar, there was a nigga out there. He had the whole little Sheboygan.
Oh, okay.
Never want to let a nigga buy me no drugs ever again in life. Because if you turn around and buy... Like, no, like, after, like, oh, babe, you thought those was cute, you bought me some drawers, and then I'm going to be pissed off, turn around and find out she was buying these nasty-ass drawers off the street. I'm going to be so
pissed.
But how
you going to find out? That's why I
know by looking at them. If you don't bring them in a Victoria's Secret bag, first off, it's not kosher anyway.
Queen,
I'm about to go down.
Queen, so, yeah. I, so I can't bring you some drawers and just pull them out of my pocket like, here, baby, I got you something. I can't do that.
No.
Like, that ain't going to work.
No. They better have the pad on them and all because, no.
What if I stole them from out the store and they still had the tags on them and everything? I just have to pull them out of my pocket.
You got to dip them in hot glue first.
Wait, we grown. Why am I with a nigga that needs to go into the store and fucking steal?
Okay,
no.
Okay, so you get your technical now. You get your technical. I'll just play with you. It's okay. It's okay.
All
right. Look, I see my beauty of the week is ready to go, y'all. So hold on. I'm going to get into some music. I'm going to need my panel to hold on real quick. The Dagger and Queen V got to get in the interview mode, and we will be
right back.
All right, so hold on. What do I feel like listening to while I get my thing situated? Because the new beauty, man, she's out of, remember Toya with Blue Magic? Remember the Blue Magic crew that came through? I was talking to Toya
about.
Yes,
now.
This is one of her squad, man. She had
Blue Magic.
Yeah, Blue Magic out there running things. Y'all gonna see. So we're gonna see what's up in a second. As soon as I find what music I wanna listen to real quick. Well, see, this is nigga get too lost up in the conversation. Nigga don't realize that I'm supposed to be already on one. So we're gonna keep shit going for me. Everybody's out of here. Okay, drinking and shit or whatever. We gonna keep it on some drunk thoughts with Cali City. Let's go. Hold on.
One more, nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, round two. I can see your body all over my.
Yes, sir. This for you, shawty. Ha! You already know what the fuck this is. Put shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Very slow motion, I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret, love potion to be exact. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I vision you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm trying to make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with no shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow. She shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow.
I'm turning up the radio, then I play some rock and roll, feeling like some R&B. Oh, I love the harmonies, you. You're supposed to be kissing my ass. Like, when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you're supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game. Like, this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't got to talk loud no more because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick.
Like yeah. This nigga right here, fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you. With it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look, look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as this shit rolling by, mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woohoo! It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? With it, boys. Turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking. WSDs, RGs, YB, and you killing me.
Blah.
Hey, yo, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, Queen B, still good?
I'm still good. I mean, I'm in route to the house, so yes, if you hear wind in the background, I'm almost there. I just got to get down the street, but it's hot in the car. We've been drinking, so you just got to give me 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking.
You good.
Like, I'm telling you, like, it's just hot. I've been drinking tonight.
I'm gonna try to coordinate this because the phone lines is blown up, and it's like this little bit. You gotta see what's up. I'm trying to get everybody in, but like I said, we're gonna need some kind of order, y'all. Just telling everybody, like, I know it's popping, but we're gonna bring everybody in, and then we gotta try to have some kind of order. All right, I don't know how we're gonna have it, but we're gonna try. All right, so hold on. Let's go down the list. Hold on. We gotta get everybody back in the game. The Young Prince, you feeling good? You still good?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, sir. Checking. Let's see what's still in the building. The Lions Den. Everybody still good over there?
Of course. You already know what it is.
Yes, sir. All right, for sure. Let's keep going. Who else? Next, my nigga Freshly. You still good?
Fresh the best, Sweetie. Witty boy, Raptable.
Oh, my God.
All right. And straight out to 909-2209. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
That's it. It's just our show. I can say whatever I feel like.
Queen V, wait a minute. What you doing? What you mean you feel like doing? Hold on.
Oh,
what's this? Hello?
Yeah, you said straight up to 2209.
Is that okay?
Okay, I was just making sure.
Okay.
Black Pain, I'm there. Yeah, like, all right. I'm in the building right now. Like, hello.
Okay, how you doing? I ain't heard from you in a minute. I heard a familiar voice. I was just asking a question real quick. You know, I've been drinking. I hope you've been listening since the beginning. I just said that. I've been drinking. So I heard a familiar voice.
Hi, Mom.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, I see you ain't.
Hey,
I'm
here.
Hi, I'm
here. Bro, for real,
dropping like the party line right now. Like, damn, everybody's
party line.
Like,
we can't function on the radio station.
Nah, we function. We good. I'm cool. Hold on. I still got two more people I got to get in. Hold on. Wait. We still got more people trying to get in. Hold on. Yeah, more. I know this is right here, though. Hold on. My nigga Jay, what it do, Jimmy? How you feeling?
Cobain's back. Cobain's back. You know what I'm saying?
What it do, man? How you feeling out there, man? I know your ass is drunk, nigga. What the fuck are you sipping on? I know you're drunk.
Hey, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying? Drinking out my Iron Man cup right now.
Can I keep
I'm on my way.
As you should. And hold on. One last person.
Oh, go ahead.
One last person we're going to get into conversation. After 909-7616. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Hi, I'm the third roommate. This is Erica, and I always listen, but I never call in. But then I heard my roommate, and I heard Nicole,
what?
And I heard my money, and I heard my left brain, and I just wanted to get in and say hey.
Oh, just a whole brand in here. Look at this.
Hey.
Come on. Represent.
My team is
awesome.
Coley came with a crew today. We all here.
Yeah, everybody's here. So let's get down to business, because actually my beauty of the week this week did I don't know what happened, and I lost my brother. He cocked out on me, so fuck it. We're gonna talk about this porn industry right now. Wait. We don't start, but this, first of all, y'all know that the porn industry got shut down for like almost a month. I think it was like 2 weeks to a month. Y'all hear about this too?
Nope, because I'm still going.
But no, I'm talking about the old shit. Yeah, I mean, no matter what they do in the actual industry, there's gonna always be porn. I mean, duh, yeah. But I'm just saying, the actual industry itself was shut down because there was a syphilis outbreak. You know what I mean? Now, the funny part is that everybody was all wondering, like, how did this happen? What happened? You know, because, you know, they go through extensive testing. You know, you really got to be on your P's and Q's when it comes to this type of shit.
You know, you want to know what happened? They let me up there, they let me do some films, they let me do a couple, and I kind of fucked it up. My bad to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Continue.
You better go take your ass to the doctor and get a shot, nigga, if you really want to.
I didn't mean it, man. I took care of it. Damn, it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you know what really was, though? This motherfucker went through extensive length.
That's the
best. And this is the one that the girls love. My nigga, Mr. Marcus doctored up his fucking doctor transcripts or whatever. He falsified them. Just so he can keep working, knowing he had that shit. But he was just out there just doing,
Wait.
Marcus got that package, nigga.
So it's like, who wants
so
Mr. Marcus now?
Mr. Marcus is walking around with the syphilis?
I mean, he was. I mean, he got it cleared up by now, but the point was that he had it. He knew he had it. He falsified his doctor's documents just so he can go back to work, knowing he had it, not giving a fuck.
Ew.
Raw dogging and doing all the shit he was doing.
I heard
Marcus and Pinky got AIDS, though. Fuck syphilis, nigga. They got that
package.
Oh,
shit. Girls every now and then, you know what I mean? Mr. Marcus come there and every now and then I give it like, ooh, Marcus, da da da, I like it. Like, yeah, you want that nigga now? Dirty ass motherfucker. Like, yeah, you want this nigga? Go have it.
Nasty nigga.
But I mean, it just goes to show you that no matter whether it's real life, whether it's music like Chris Brown and shit, no matter what, a nigga is gonna be a nigga if you gonna be a nigga. Like, how many niggas be out there fucking and shit that knowing they got whatever just don't give a fuck? There's a lot of
that shit, man.
And this is the same way, nigga.
Ace of Spades.
free.
Taking that gift. Every time you go in something unwrapped, so strap it up. It's 2012. Shit, fuck it.
Wait, did I hear some real nasty shit? Did somebody just say, fuck it?
Hey, you know, nigga, wrap it up, nigga, fuck it.
Wrap it up.
You better put a condom
on
that, Jimmy. You better not be walking around with the AIDS and the syphilis and be trying to just spread that shit everywhere. That was disgusting.
Hey, what about blue waffle disease? Y'all heard about that one, blue waffle disease? Google that.
Yo, I
see
Google.
Oh, no, man. Hey, this ain't shock radio. This ain't shock radio. They'll be trying to shock jock my people, man.
No. It's just a thing. I haven't eaten a waffle ever since. Ever since I've seen a waffle. And I love waffles,
man. Man, you crazy ass nigga, my nigga.
That shit is good.
Okay. But still, we're on the porn topic. Now, what? Let's do this. Hold on. We're going to go down the line and we're going to see. We're going to see everybody's choice of porn, like what type of porn you like, you know, interracial, girl-on-girl, you know what I mean? But you're number one. Just give me one answer, real quick. Hold on.
I haven't poured my drink in there yet.
We're going down the list, and then just give me your number one, like, you know, type of porn that you like to watch. All right, so we're going to go down the list. My nigga Young Prick, what's your answer?
Two girls, one guy. That's what it is, nigga. I need two at a time, my nigga. My girl got a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying?
All right, my co-host, Queen B, what's your choice of exhilaration?
What's my choice of porn?
Yeah.
The
number
whatever
one
I'm in the mood for.
No, but I mean, what do you normally be in the mood? What works for you? Like, what's number one? You have one that you like over anything, over something else. You got?
I don't know. I sometimes, like, it's just like I said, it depends on what I'm looking into. Sometimes I like to watch the white bitches get fucked in the face by big black dicks. Sometimes I like to watch these black bitches and big black dicks. I don't know. It just depends. Like, it just depends. But I don't do the whole. I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't know, I can't complain about that either. I kind of like that girl on girl and that man that
yeah,
I kind of like that too. But I mean, like I said, it depends. Like, I'm not going to lie to nobody. It depends.
We're just going to put you under the category of what is it? One size fits all, but not me. But you know what I mean. But not like that. But you know what I mean. Like, everything works for you. So we're going to do that. But, all right.
Will you be listening to gay porn too?
No, I don't like that shit. That's gross.
Lion, you hear me?
Lesbian porn. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Lesbian? See,
yeah,
I don't know, man. Like I said, girl on girl, unless it's live, I can't really mess with it. I mean, I need to see it in front of me. You know, on the screen, it's like, I need the live version of that. My nigga Fresh with it. What's your porn of choice?
I like big fat bitches or midget porn.
All right, hold on, well, my man likes, I guess he likes what he likes, but I guess there's something out there for everybody. But,
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. If y'all can hear my whole background, I apologize to y'all. We are out here functioning.
What's your point of choice?
Me?
No, Koya. You next, man. Calm down. Hold on.
I didn't know.
She's ignoring me. You know what happens when I get ignored.
I'm sorry,
ignored.
Dad, I was going to ask her for you.
Nah, you know what happens when I get ignored. What's the button? Now,
hello,
nobody can kick out the room. What is it, 30? That's how you
can
kick out the room? Wasn't it 30? Hello, Koya, can you hear me now?
No longer listening to you.
He is no longer listening to you.
I'm listening. I'm back. Koya, hello. Can we try again?
Okay, Koya. He's listening to you now.
I really apologize, everyone. I'm sorry about that. I was just trying to make somebody night with a bottle. That's all I was trying to do.
But you either going to be, are you with the show or are you not with the show? That's what I'm asking.
I'm with the show. I was off the show for like a good 2 minutes.
So then don't do that. Okay. You don't put me on hold. You wait till you go play some music, and then you go talk to somebody.
I apologize.
Now, before I was interrupted. What's your point of choice?
Your point of choice.
Like, you know, a whole lot of shots of eating some good ass pussy. Like, you know, when I see that shit is my bomb as fuck, and I be like, damn, I'm gonna go tell him to try that.
Did you say ass fucking? I did hear that, right? No, I did not say ass fucking. I heard it too. I heard it too. Ain't nothing wrong with that girl, and you know, she wants that anal. She likes the anal. No, listen, I don't like that because, listen,
my philosophy on that is that shit is supposed to come out, not in, point blank, period. Now, I said that my favorite part of choice, is when it has multiple positions and even flicks. Like, if you doing that shit right, then I just be like looking, if I tell him to do it like this, you know? My thing is like,
So you do that type of shit, like you be sitting there with your dude, right, and you watch the porn, and then you be like, okay, let's do it like just like they doing it in the porn and try to mimic and mirror image that shit. That's what you do?
No, actually, I've never really sat there and watched porn with my dude like that. I mean, I watch porn with another dude, but I've never just sat there and watched porn like, oh, let's do that. Because me, I'm not really into like, oh, babe, let's watch porn. We're going to have porn playing in the background because I don't want you to be fucking me looking at the fucking TV like, oh, babe. we could sit back and we could watch porn or whatever, and we'd be like, oh, let's try this. But the fucking TV got to be off, though.
But the fucking All right, J-Rock. Okay, man, what kind of sick shit are you into?
I'm going to have to agree on a certain point with my boy Fresh with it, but I like some super-sized BBWs and anything with an amputee. You know what I'm saying? And I'm there. I'm set to go right
now.
You know what I'm saying? I need one of them big bitches that can't get out the bed. You got to cut the wall. You know what I'm saying? Off the house. That's how I get my pills.
You still on top.
You know what I'm saying?
We got everybody's top real quick. Now,
can
we don't
he
get
hear me? Because
double.
I really did just drop my phone.
Yeah, I thought you dropped it. You hung up and it came back and I got you back here.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead with me, so I asked the question.
you asked the question? What was the question? Go ahead.
Was it, you could hear me because of the fact that I dropped my phone and I didn't know if you timed me back in or not because I got my phone.
No, we got you. You good.
Okay,
we get
I'll
a dagger.
Be
checking. Yeah, we're going to get a dagger real quick.
Faded on the screen.
Yeah, everybody toasted, man. I'm liking this. We chilling.
One more.
I'm
drinking,
y'all. I'm not even about to lie. Y'all, I'm drinking right now. But Amsterdam has been poured in my cup right now. I'm drinking.
I said you give my $2.
Who's going to owe somebody $2? Like, what the fuck is going on in the background?
Hello?
Oh, this shit is crazy. But
cool,
all right,
I was like,
hold on. Let
hello,
me see.
Hello, over a dime bag. Whatever.
All right, y'all. Tigers Double Play. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about my foreign choices, all right? Because I got some shit for y'all to be watching, so make sure y'all get ready for it. We'll be right back.
Wes. Wow.
LA. West Coast. All day.
I'm on the radio.
Bitches. The haters.
I'm on the radio.
All y'all motherfuckers. Buggy. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Reds walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? How you doing? Let me live along your next floor. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you
wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom. Looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, sticky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like warm and dirty stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Witty voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I know exactly
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
And we about to do our thing.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
And if you're about it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a man.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open-minded.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
We and my girl.
I see you
a little strange. Don't dismiss it. You only live once. Maybe we can get explicit. If you with it like I'm with it, maybe we could have a ball. Penetration is devastating. It's rated, I fade them all. It's all on you, baby. What you wanna do, baby? Get your homegirls, well, they can come too, baby. We can get it pop. Have your body percolate. Off a fissure and some weed. We hype you with no hesitation. I see you contemplating. Think about it for a while. Baby, I'm a witty boy. You can tell by my style. She smile, I know I got it. Pop my collar, I'm fresh. When we done with the bra, my girl tell her,
who's next? Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and thistle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies and both suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but daggers down for having more. Start with 15 bitches, watch them battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the This is what the dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like a M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Which one was the one that got caught with that homely little white gal?
Kobe.
Right, now I know exactly what happened to Kobe. Kobe caught that white fever. White fever get in your blood, man, it'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right. They got the thongs all up the booty crack, and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up, and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Banged
down,
out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday's Hump night. It's the Daggers. I'm going to get my calls. Quick feedback. The building's still good.
I'm good. I mean, yeah, I'm straight.
for sure, man. I just want to make sure since we all here together. I may have missed a few people on the last go-round, so I'm going to try to make sure I catch everybody up. And like I said, wherever everybody is, if we're echoing, so if people are in the same room, literally in the same room as well, try to at least separate yourselves in the room, because if we hear each other on each other's phones, then there's an echo effect.
I have a comment on that, because Sequoia wants to apologize because her phone just died, so she can no longer listen to our show because, her phone is dead. And I don't think Erica is paying attention.
So
as far as everybody that I'm with right now, they can't listen right now. So, I mean, I'm good. I'm just sitting outside because it's kind of
hot. Okay, y'all, just making sure, like I said, that goes for everybody. That's across the board, because I know everybody doing things in their background. I'm going to get J-Rock out there, all kind of shit, that kind of stuff. Making sure we're on the same page. And let's see, we'll get everybody back in. Prince, feel good?
Young Prince at the West Coast. You already know.
All right, still in the building. Let's get the Den back in the building. Hold on. Come on. Lion, still good.
Young Lion, still in the building.
Yes, sir. And then, of course, next guy on the list, my nigga Freshwit, still good?
Fresh the Back City with your boy Reputable.
Yeah, all right. Now, this is either. Hold on. Is this.
Can you.
This is your line?
Can y'all hear my background? I'm sorry.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Erica?
Okay, well, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I need to move a little bit further away because everybody's sitting outside right now. It's a hostile conversation going on, and everybody else is having conversations. I need to move a little bit further. All right. Can you still hear my background?
No. It sounds like we're good.
All right.
So I'm trying to make sure.
Who's
at 2209? Is that Tay or is that Erica? That's Tay.
Okay.
See?
Yep.
He's not responding.
I'm responding. What's the deal, bro?
Oh, there you go. My bad. Hold on. See. My bad. I couldn't hear you. Now, see, Tay, I forgot to ask you real quick, man, before we keep this going. What was your point of choice?
Okay, no, it's a radio station. You got to hear it.
I'm too old for this shit. Tay, never throw a porno, nigga. I don't do that no more. I'm going to watch myself fuck my babe or something. I'm too old, you feel me, bro? I'm not premature anymore. That's when I was doing all that. I don't need to no more. That's a young ass, though.
What? Nigga, you need that? What's up?
Anyway, back to the subject.
Wait, bro, that was you?
Oh.
Back to the subject.
Thank you. Thank you, Dagger.
Okay, what happened? I don't understand what just happened.
Nothing important, my nigga.
Exactly. Thank you.
I love it.
That's Prince. That's Young Prince of the West. Nothing important, my nigga. Trust me.
That's great. I love the fact how y'all can just keep the show going because, you know, my phone dropped, so I got cut off, and then I had to call back into my own show. But it was good to know that y'all just kept going like I wasn't even there. I like how that worked out.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So nobody noticed, so that's okay. And then, my nigga J-Rock. J-Rock, still good?
Oh, man, no, he right now picking up speaker because she's like, it's loud, but now he's
Oh, yeah,
that
shit was loud. Just give him the phone real quick. Just hand him the phone.
No, all right, hold on, here you go. Hello. What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what it do, man? No, this is worldwide radio right here, man. We all the airwaves right now. You know?
That one. How about that one? Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Nah, see. See, it's gone now. That nigga fresh with it, nigga. I don't know what you're doing over there, nigga. Something wrong with your phone. Nigga, it's you, because it's quiet right now. Yeah, you're the last person I'm playing.
Nigga, it's you.
Process of elimination. Nigga, I don't know what you over there doing, nigga, but fix the
Survivor?
I'm going to stop talking, because we probably trying to get off to our voices or some weird shit like that, man. You know?
No, but no.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
No, they niggas know he's crazy. They know he's crazy for years.
I'm the only nigga in the living room.
And the TV off.
Like I said, I'm going to stop talking.
Wait. All right. But let's keep this going. But no, for real. My choice of porn has got to be real, like, I got to be entertained when I watch porn. Now, we've had the porn discussion before, but I got to articulate it a little bit better this time, because you know what? Right now, if you don't know about it, this is free promotion right now, because I watch it, and that shit be turned up. You got to watch that Ghetto Gaggers. If you don't know about the Ghetto Gaggers, y'all need to get
the
Ghetto
Gaggers.
GhettoGaggers.com. You better get
up
on game if you don't know about it.
All you hear is waka, 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 waka.
Now, for those that don't know about Ghetto Gaggers, like I said, this is a bunch of white.
I apologize, bro. I just figured out what the fuck the problem was. But this is my background. Bro, can you, like, pick your feet up and stuff? This Swagger got these people on the radio, so talk about both of us. So, like, come on, man.
Wait, what?
You sure?
Yeah. I did what?
I missed that too, but I need y'all to shh, because my co-host is talking
about
food.
For real.
I didn't know what was. I was just trying to hear what I missed something. But no, okay, back on subject. But yo, yeah, Ghetto Gaggers. Like I said, if you don't know about Ghetto Gaggers, you need to go check it out. Now, what it is now, you know me, I got much respect for women. I got, like I said, there, before I say this, let me say that first. I got a lot of respect for women, but I don't respect women that don't respect themselves. All
right,
now. Right. I'm not even gonna go as far to say as I don't got respect for those that you know, do porn or whatever. Because I mean, you gotta have, it's a level of respect. Fuck it, they got a job, they using what they got. You know what I mean? They got to do what they got to do. You know, there's a level of respect I have. But
for single mothers.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna get my coke because I'm a fucking black, and this shit is not okay for me. I need to get my cup back. My cup has gone empty for the past 10 minutes.
If there's any woman that's going to go on Ghetto Gaggers, you lose all respect if you go on Ghetto Gaggers. I respect you for trying to go on there, but the shit you got to do when you go on there is like, wow. But I love it because I'm the type of person that's like, if I feel like I really pay for a girl, like if I pay for a bitch, then I can just do whatever the fuck I want to do to her for the amount of time that I pay for her.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm going to put y'all on mute real fast.
Okay. And these white dudes, like, spit in their face, be slapping them around, choking them, you know, doing all kind of the weirdest shit, having them throw up in doggy bowls and making them lick it off the floor, and just all kind of just great shit. I love it. I applaud, because it's like...
She got
bathroom, but you got to.
But you gotta fuck with it, y'all. Y'all gotta fuck. Y'all gotta fuck with Ghetto Gaggers. But now here's even something even better. Here's what I discovered recently. Now there's a black version of Ghetto Gaggers. It's called Black on Black Crime.
Yo, black on Black Crime.
On Black Crime.
This is fucking fantastic. It's fucking fantastic. I love it. I don't know, honestly. I honestly don't know which I like better. Cause you know, look. I get in a lot of my porn. I hope nobody at my job is listening, but I get in a lot of my porn at work. All right, because I be sitting at work. When you sit at the desk and you sit in the corner at work or whatever, you know, and I got my footage on my camera phone. I get the internet and everything. That's where I get in a lot of my time. Because when I be sitting there doing the work and everything, then I be also like, oh, you know, I could work and watch at the same time, or I put my headphone in so I can listen, you know, and I be straight, I be chilling. But I came across this shit, and I was like, now,
wait, I'm so sorry, co-host. I need everybody to be quiet because I need to make sure that that's my background.
Yep, it sure was.
Yeah, okay.
You, nigga.
All right. Because I will purposely admit to you that I am at my new house, and niggas sit outside on the porch when the sun goes down. I will openly admit
Yay.
That. So you feel me? Niggas
Yay.
Is outside and they functioning right now. They playing the game. I never and I've been drinking, so I kind of want to play, but they kicked me out because it's my turn to be on the radio. So. They was like, we'll come back at 11.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
we'll get, yeah.
I'll be back.
You got something to look forward to. Yeah, you only got about 30 or 40 more minutes. You're okay.
But, I'm not tripping because this is what I love to do. So, I mean, I like to drink. What I love to do is this. So it's okay. I'm not tripping.
I'm trying to figure out which one is better because the white boys, on this shit, they be talking, right? So they shit like, oh, you gutter hoe, you know, you keep the gutter bitch trash. You know, they talk shit, right? They do all the talk. Now, you fucking ghetto piece of trash. And, you know, they be talking all kinds of shit. But, you know, white people get real creative when they talk. And they're talking about black girls. And now, like I'm saying, I would feel some kind of sympathy for these girls, but I don't because they took the money to do this. So, hey, that's on you. But you know how niggas do. Niggas do shit a little bit differently. Now, on this black on black crime shit, this shit over here is even funnier because, like the white boys got the doggy bowl that says horror on it or something like that, all right? Or like says dumb bitch on it that the bitches got to throw up on or whatever in there, and they make them go in the doggy bowl. Now, the bitches just throw up on the floor. And I seen the dude literally, like, put her, like, grab her by the back of her head, like, she had the hair, grabbed her by the back of her head, and put her face down in there like a dog when the shit's in the house and you put the shit, and you put the nose in the shit. That's exactly what he did. Like,
hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know what the fuck she did wrong.
This is terrible,
motherfucker.
No, 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 no.
Wait. Not even that. Because, you know, niggas get creative. While my nigga, he stood up, right? He was putting her face down. He was laying up. Then he stood up, and she was still face down there. But then he put his foot, he still had his shoes on. He was butt-naked with his shoes on. And he stepped on the back of her head and was rubbing it around with his foot.
Yeah,
you know, he literally stepped on the back of her head. Like, niggas is dope.
No, fuck that. You got me fucked up. These bitches have no respect for them damn stuff. You got me fucked up.
Because that shit has now gone too far.
Now, see, nah. There's another move the dude do, right? Like the girl lies on her back. The girl lies on her back, face up, right? She lies on her back. And the dude, like, straddles, goes across her, kind of like, but in a push-up position. He's in a push-up position, right, on his arms. But his dick is, like, right over her mouth, so it's like, open your mouth. And then he just basically does the pelvic thrust from the push-up position, and her head's on the ground, so it can't go nowhere, and she can't do shit about it. He just be like, huh, huh, like, huh.
Man, we all done that before. We
no-gag reflexes and shit. Like, you better learn how to use that toothbrush properly or something, nigga.
The point of the whole thing is to degrade the bitches as much as possible. These niggas be out there trying to really get these bitches to throw up on themselves, on the floor. The point is to degrade them as much as possible. Now, honestly, now let me ask this. Let me ask this before we go to our next little music break. Let me ask. Fellas. If y'all got paid to totally dog a bitch, like completely, like I said, I mean, like, I'm not talking about talk nasty. I'm not talking, like I said, these dudes, you really have to, like, dog this bitch. Like, I can do it. I'm sorry. I can do it real easy. It wouldn't be no hesitation. None.
Hey,
I'm sorry. That is me.
I might be able to do it for that first check, but then after that, I'm going to watch it like, that's mad. Bitch, you threw up on my dick. Back up. Like, watch out, you nasty bitch. Gross.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the point. See, my thing is, like I said, girls have thrown up on my shit before, and it was like out of accident because they just thought they could deep throw, and they didn't realize that they couldn't. So that was their fault. And now on one hand, I was like, yeah, that's nasty. But on the other hand, I'm like, damn, I could actually, like I said, if I could get paid for this. I could go on, yeah, I could get paid for this shit right here. Like, and then
I'm co-hosting and I'm around all these niggas that just really just feel that way. But no, no. You couldn't dog me like that. Why? Because I know my limits. I know how far I can go before it turns into some other shit. No, I'm never gonna throw up on your dick. No, I'm never gonna degrade myself. I don't give a fuck if it's on camera or if it's in private. I'm never gonna degrade myself because why? Because then you think that shit is okay. No, that shit is not okay.
And the funniest thing is on the movies sometimes, like I said, on every bitch on every movie, on both of them, like I said, Ghetto Gaggers, Black on Black Crime, any of these, even fuck with Bang Bus. If y'all don't know about Bang Bus, fuck with Bang Bus. That's another good one. Like I said, it's free promotion right now. I want y'all to step your porn game up. All right.
You get paid for that shit, my nigga.
But these two, like I said, Ghetto Gaggers, Black on Black Crime, there comes a point where if you look at the girl, you can kind of tell where it's like, oh shit, I just realized what I got into. And then she really don't want to do it no more, but she has to because she's already getting paid for it. And then it's the funniest look. Like I said, I like that. I don't know why I like that look on a bitch face. Like, oh my God, what am I doing? Why?
Oh my God, no.
No, I love that. I love it. I don't know why I love it. Like, no. And then you gotta imagine a girl with that look on her face.
No, we need another covert because I like pineapples. We need another covert.
You gotta imagine
strawberries and apricots. No.
But you gotta imagine that look, right? With somebody like fucking her at the same time. Like these dudes like put their head inside, like, you know how little kids, like, spread their cheeks out to be a stick out their tongue like they're making a face? These niggas be doing that shit on purpose on bitches, they're really just dogging the shit out of bitches. And you just see it in their eyes. And it's the most beautiful look to me, I'm sorry. This is how I feel tonight. because I just like shit that makes sense. This type of porn, like I said, you watch that regular porn, it's like, okay, guy, girl, or two girls, one guy, you know, it's some basic shit, some little fake theme or something like that, some little dumb dialogue, dumbass music in the background. I mean, what's
the
watch that
know.
Shit?
Like,
this
is why I like black pornos. No, we get straight to the porn. No, I like black pornos. We get straight to the point.
You feel me? No more necessary. You can fuck all that extra
pussy
shit.
And get to the point, because otherwise it's not okay for me. No, you got to get to the point, because
hey,
I don't like dialogue.
Hey, Dagger,
what the fuck?
Yo, Dagger Queen, this Young Prince, my phone is dying and my fucking battery is retarded, so I got to charge it. I wish I could stay to the end. I love you guys. Shout out to everybody. You feel me? West Coast all day.
Talk
yes,
to you next weekend. All right, YP. Keep it popping. West.
Good looking
out. Bye, YP. All right, catch up.
Bye,
YP. And actually, man, we're gonna get back into some music real quick, and we're going to come back. But like I said, y'all, step your porn game up. And like I said, Bang Bus, That's another one. Like I said, y'all, if y'all want to see bitches get picked up off the street, talked into stripping and fucking in the back of the van, and then dropped off in the middle of nowhere, like, and then just dudes just driving off and leaving them. Like you ever wanted to, like, how many guys, wait, real quick, how many guys, like, you ever wanted to do that, like, just pick up a just a stranger, but she looks good or whatever, but like, hey, what's up? Just fuck, you know what I mean? And then just, like, literally just drop her off and then just leave. Like, no matter where you at, no matter, like, she's, like, 10, 20 miles from where you picked her up at. But it's like, I mean, everybody got that gutterness in them. I know I ain't the only one. But, I'll be back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Sunday, Dagger Queen. And, yeah, panel, we chilling. We'll be back.
I'm on my show. We're getting ready to go to music break. Bye, y'all. I'll see y'all when we come back from break.
Broken, broken, promise, and you keep giving to me, oh no. Just said the money stay tall.
Had the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
My name's good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team. Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and 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 champ.
My life ain't average. Check YouTube, I'm a superstar. Writing still good music, what I do for y'all. I wake up and I think about the past years. Cause now my car is next year, not last year. Huh? Long journey to the top. Reminiscing on Ive as I drive down the hot. And as I drive down the block, I think to myself, when the fraud ain't gonna stop. Look where I'm at now and where I was then. And I'm still making music with my cousin. Long studio hours, turn the sport on rose in the club, no flowers. No flowers. Bet you wonder how we make it rain, no showers. You see this game so ours, I'm on now. It's going down, flip
the
power so
strong. Had the money, stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
My name's good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team. Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Yeah. Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
You already know it's bad bitches and champ.
Yeah.
And them bitches doing so they panties is bad.
Yeah.
I would say it gets realer, but really you can't. Can't relate to the fake, it's all real in this camp. We only live once, so we enjoy life. You know me, Springs, H, and my boy Dice. They say them bitches wanna ride, cause them toy nice. No, them bitches wanna ride, cause them boys nice. You think of us, just think of a moon. And the same is whatever niggas, just think of a broom. Yeah, I try to tell you, that boy was the problem. The baddest bitches we fuck, the fastest car we drive them. All I wanna do is get this cake crazy. I tell her, shopping in the music in the late 80s. Yeah, this is what we do, Cannon. Blazing Springs, prepare for
the money stay strong.
Let the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
Good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team. Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and 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 champ.
Also, real quick, while I got y'all attention, yo, Dagger's still looking for a gossip girl. So, I mean, if you be on all the reality shows, you can speak intelligently about them all and keep me updated on who's getting in the fights and gets kicked out. Because obviously, some y'all girls and people like that shit. So, make sure you get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Also, looking for a computer nerd. What do you mean? Or just somebody that's good with computers that can look up information really quick, where if I ask a question, you know, or something like that on the show, you'll be able to give me the answer, like, right away. Or, you know, at least within 5 minutes or so. So if you can do that, let me know. And, that'll about do that. And let's see. Let's Google.
Got a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind. I got a lot on my mind.
Myself, we
game attention. Pay attention to the obvious. Now look who taking this. I stay with this money on my mind with that childish mess. Do you not know how much I put on the line for me to shine? Had to die, but now I'm back with a shitload on my mind. Spit bullets from on high that kill niggas off in these streets. Been a gangster since day one, so you know I got to keep it G.
Life is a gamble, play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up out my business. I'm at the point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. Shit, my niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back.
Everybody I know is in the competition, which leaves me with ambitions for getting riches, which has my mind frame of fuck niggas and fuck bitches. I've been at the bottom somewhere I don't wanna see again, so I'm out on my grind while y'all boys sleeping in. See, I'm the type to think to win. Think I'm falling off, better think again before I go pull some phenomenal shit. Tell me what you thinking, man. With all that's on my mind, even I'm surprised I can feel so stable. Taking off so much in 23 years, I should be disabled. And all that hurt and heart, I done brought to the table. To learn the game, because the winners, I'm talking ain't enabled. These young cowards get a taste of power, then live the life of a favor. While the real out here, putting it down and working hard for that paper. But I'd be damned if that boy Jay get them the upper hand. I got too much on the line just to pass my grind to another man.
Would you let me make it leak like a broke thing?
Okay.
girl, I can get it chilly like a pill. I'll go deep, guaranteed to make your body cream. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm here to give you what you need. I'll take it slow, then pursue you $1 million dream. Kissing on your neck and your leg getting wet. Be the pussy, yeah, but you love that, yeah. Microphone check, yeah, microphone check. I'ma give it to you, girl, that microphone check.
Girl, won't you wind your thing?
That judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. There's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
Take out.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday.
It's
not
like it's in your yard,
Queen
though.
D. Who are you yelling at? Drunk at?
Who am I yelling at? I'm sorry, we playing I Never. And it was my turn. So, but then I had to get my question out before the last song was up because I had to make sure this was the third song. So I knew that my co-host was going to be back on. So I was like, okay, let me hurry up. And then, you know, some other shit was going on because it smelled like skunk out here. So we were trying to figure out where
funny,
the skunk was at.
You know, it's funny. You said three songs. I actually played four songs. So that shows how much you pay attention.
You really played? Wait. Oh, I really was. I told you, co-host, I've been drinking. I'm really out here. They did. I'm about to finish my cup and go in the house and lay down. I got class at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm out here bullshitting.
Hold on. Let's get the rest of the party back here before we get about it. The line is in. Y'all still good over there, man? Line.
Yeah, I'm Gucci. My fault, my team.
Okay, all right. Just making sure, man. Making sure everybody's still good. Hold on. Freshly, you still good? Freshly. Ah, this nigga done went off somewhere. Hello.
Are you crazy?
Nah. All right, hold on. Let's see if this nigga's still over here. Yo, J-Rock, you still good?
Am I home?
Yeah, you on. You still good?
Yeah, I'm good. Did my mic sound nice? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you, yeah. Yeah, you
I'm sorry,
said, you
y'all.
Said.
I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? Iron Man mode with it and shit. I'm juiced up now, you know what I'm saying?
Now, before we get up out of here, you know, a couple of more things I want to finish up on the porn talk or whatever. Now, another good thing about porn, though, and the interesting thing about porn sometimes is that you come across girls with the most interesting tattoos because, you know, when you got to realize when it comes to porn, females, you know, they got to try to stand out from the girls because, you know, just almost anybody can just do porn. So, well, actually, anybody can, but to be good at it is a different thing.
You got to be able to hold that erection on cam, boy.
We're talking about girls, not dudes, but I'm just saying.
That's not okay for me to laugh at, but that was really funny.
It's true. I can't, but a lot of people can't perform on camera, you know?
Oh, yeah. Some people are scared of camera. It's true. But there was this girl on the movie.
Like a Jackson Pollock.
There was a girl on this movie, and the movie even started off, it came in from like, you know how pornos you start off at the back and they come in and do like a close zoom up? The girl was doing that like cheerleader move that the cheerleaders do, or the really flexible girls can do, where they could stand on one foot and put their other foot in the air and hold it, you know what I mean?
Love
like
it.
Really all the way spread, a long way. So she was doing that shit right now. When you zoom in, and the camera gets right on the spot or whatever on the pussy, right? Why this is, I got it on one hand, it's really dope. On the other hand, it's like you grimy bitch, right? But right around the pussy, on both sides, around the inner thigh and everything like that, was nothing but like little dollar signs, like dollar signs tattooed on it, like all around the pussy, like dollar, dollar.
That's
like,
not funny. I really shouldn't be laughing at that. That like,
I was like, though, but
what are you
key,
really thinking about? That's not funny, because bitch,
but low key,
really
that was low key. Like I said, on the other hand, though, I'm like, well, if you're gonna be a hoe, and that's how you're making your money,
you better be the best hoe.
And here's the quote. The answer, the guys, and this is why, like I said, this is a little clip from Ghetto Gaggers again, but like I said, this is why I saw this, right? And then, of course, the white dude straight out asked her, like, so what do those dollar signs mean? This bitch gonna say, and I quote, this is what she said. When I was born a girl, I was born rich.
Ooh,
think about that.
Oh, born.
That's gross.
Wait. She said when I was born a girl, I was born rich. But wait. Before anybody says anything to that, because I'm the only female on this conversation right now. On the other side of that on that philosophy, I feel that. Why? Because pussy runs the world. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. It may be a man's world, but pussy runs this motherfucker. Pussy runs the world,
nigga. I'm so glad
you're
feeling yourself right now. I like this.
Pussy runs the world. Who has a discrimination about pussy running the world? You think you can live without no motherfucking pussy?
Pass out around me.
Oh. So go there. We'll be professional right now, but we can talk about that other shit later. We'll be professional right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, if Pussy Wants the World and you got a smart bitch that know what the fuck she doing with her shit, my nigga, I can rule your world, right? If I know what the fuck I'm doing with my shit. I can rule your world. See, it don't matter about the world that's going on around me. I can rule your world with my bitch, right?
Wait.
So if I can rule your world with my pussy, then
3 minutes.
I'm loud. I'm sorry. I'll calm it down a little bit.
Nah, it's okay. Don't listen to this nigga. You're the call.
I got 4 minutes left on my show, technically. I got 4 minutes. So I'll calm it down for you, Daddy. Just for you, Daddy.
Boy, telling me I'm loud.
So I apologize for anybody who thinks I'm being too loud.
I love how you it's good.
So, if I can run a pussy, if I can run my pussy with your world, then that's all that matters. Because why? I'm only fucking with you. So if I can run rule my pussy with your world, shit, that's all that matters with me. Because the shit that's going on around me, we can fix that Anything else? Anything else is some other bullshit. Anything else that's outside of our world is some bullshit.
Okay, I'm with that.
Because once it's my pussy and it's your world, then it's our world. So on that note, if I can figure out what's going on with our situation, because yes, when it becomes us, it becomes our world. Yes, me and you together. So when it becomes our world, nigga, I can figure out some shit to get some shit figured out. Don't get fucked up.
I'm really glad you're feeling yourself right now. And like I said, I'm glad. I love it. But like I said, it's great. We're going to get up out of here, y'all. Lion, go ahead.
Okay, you
going to
just miss me. I'm glad I can be the last comic, though. Go ahead, Lion.
No, you do it. Go ahead. No, I'm going to get the last comic. You already know that. But anyway, go ahead, Lion.
Pussy don't run my world. I don't know about these lame-ass niggas and what they can't do, but pussy don't run my world.
Hold on. Lion, I gotta make sure I'm gonna let you say that one more time. Take that and rewind it back. I want to make sure we were all clear all the way around, because Lion didn't get his opinion.
Nigga, right here, Lion, Joseph Sanders, whatever y'all want to call me, pussy does not run my motherfucking world. You can switch a bitch any day. You have one life to live. God runs my world. That's my only judgment.
You only live once. That's the motto, nigga.
Everything
YOLO.
All right, for sure, Lion. Make sure y'all Google that, man. Know that. You don't even got to need his links. Just Google it. Lion's Music, M-U-Z-I-K. Wait, how you spelling that now, man? You got to excuse me. I can't spell right now. I'm a little influenced myself.
You got it right. L-I-O-N-Z-M-U-Z-I-K.
Okay, I did have it right. For sure, man. Make sure y'all Google that, man. Check him out, man. Thanks for hanging out with your boy today. Lion, it's been good to hear from you, all right?
It's good to hear from you. Yo, you like that track?
Oh, man, you know I'm on it, man. Like I said, I'm still waiting for my drops, but I got some music, thank you. But, yeah, I'm still waiting on my drops, so.
We're working on that.
But good looking out, though, Lion, man. Get at me anytime. You already know where we at. All right, hold on. And I got to let my boy J-Rock say his piece real quick. Hold up. Let me get my boy back in here.
I was about to sign off.
J-Rock.
What's happening? What's going on?
Go ahead, man. You want to give your shout-outs real quick, Queen, and you echoing or whatever you're doing, you're echoing. I have to mute you real quick. We'll be right back with you. You know, prepare yourself.
Go ahead, J-Rock.
Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man?
I want to give a shout-out to all my bitches. I don't care about none of y'all. That is it. That's it, that's all. You know what I'm saying? All
right, man.
Y'all know who they are. I'm going to get up out of here, Dagger. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on next time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we here, man. We here Wednesdays. We over on Fridays. Man, you need to come on fucking Fridays, man. That's all talk. And that's all we're going to do is just talk. I may slide through the K on fucking Fridays. We'll be
let's
shit.
Let's do that. You know where it is. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. Yeah?
For sure, man. Good looking out for checking in with your boy tonight. All right, man?
All right. With it, boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's what it is.
And my last words, titties.
No. Oh, shit. All right, you're drunkness. Hold on. Let's get her back. I hope I'm on speakerphone or whatever background you had going on, because like I said, I was echoing viciously. Hold on. Wait for it. Come on. God, why can't the end of the show go smooth? Trying to get up out of here. I guess I should have never took you off, but see, if the phone wasn't echoing, I would have never took you off, and then I wouldn't
right,
have to worry
I'll
about throwing
cool.
you back.
Right,
there, no,
we
good.
I
got you.
I'm going to take you off speaker, Doctor, because you asked me to. Just because you asked. That's okay. I'll take you off.
But how many times have we had this discussion that speakerphone doesn't work? We know that speakerphone doesn't work. Did you get drunk or forget that already?
I'm sorry.
I'm only fucking with you because you're under the influence. Don't mind me. I'm only fucking with you because you're under the influence.
Why?
Cool.
I know you're fucking me, and it's okay because I really be drunk on this limited amount of times. Like, otherwise, I'd be sober on this bitch. But right now, really needed a bottle. So I really went and bought me a bottle and really got drunk on purpose because I wanted to fucking have this show popping tonight because I wanted to say what I really wanted to say tonight. So, that
you said, I get how you feel. So, any, go ahead, give me a shout out.
Okay,
any last words, real quick.
Are all our guests gone?
Is this your mix?
All right, that's all I was checking for because, you know, Dagger gets the last word, but he, you know, only sometimes. I'll be real. He gets the last word all the time.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll be real. He gets the last word all the time. But shout out to all of my roommates because if this nigga's bullshitting me, we have that new house, and it's beautiful, and I love it. We found it today. It's so great. Shout out to my roommates. They are the motherfucking shit. They really are. They're the motherfucking shit. And if you guys are ever tuned in, you guys can hit chafeycollege.com. Well, excuse me, chafey.edu.
Are you sure you got the right letters?
Yes, I have the right one. Don't bullshit.
Try one more time.
I'm sorry. Chafey.edu, because that's where I go to school at. And my show will be premiering very, very soon. I'm about to get my website pop in where you can find the link to West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. Best believe that. And my boy the Dagger, so you guys can find him on my website if you guys go to chafey.edu, chafsey.edu. You guys will find me, Queen V. Yes, it's still under the same name, Queen V. And you guys can find our show. I'm about to start posting our links very, 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 very soon. Give me till Monday. My links will be up there. We can start posting past episodes, all that shit. You guys want to blog, all that shit. We are on. So you guys want to blog about us. You guys want to hit up about my college show, you guys can do that. I will appreciate that because I will be on. I'll find out hopefully within the next two weeks. I don't want to say three. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, you guys find out where the fuck I'm at. Hopefully it'll be online because I got to follow SEC rules since I'm online right now. I don't have to follow SEC rules. I can say what the fuck I want.
Yeah, that's why I really like this show.
I can be drunk as shit on my own show and not have to worry about FCC following me. But
it's like
you know,
being, it's like being able to walk around your house
exactly.
butt naked. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Can't nobody tell you nothing.
Exactly. If you follow me on my SCC radio show, you guys, you know, you won't get as real as it comes. You feel me? But you guys gotta find me on West Coast Wednesday hump night from 9 to 11 with my host. Yes, because I'm the co-host, because that nigga's been on forever. At least a year now. At least 1 year now.
Oh,
that nigga
yeah,
has been on. So you
this
can find
right
me
here.
On West Coast Wednesday night, co-hosting with the Dagger from 9 to 11 on Wednesday every night. Every Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night.
Yeah,
I'm
every
drunk.
Wednesday
so
night,
you know what?
Night, yeah.
I'm going to talk however the fuck I want to talk. So you know what? Yes, I'm slurring. And I keep repeating myself, and I'm okay, because I'm drunk. And you guys have never really seen me drunk, so it's okay. I'm really
I
mean,
it's
right
no time. It just didn't go that well.
What's crazy is I'm still not done with my quarter of a cup. I'm going to get off this show and really be drunk. I'm really about to be faded and go to sleep, because I have 5 at 8 a.m., and I have to present. So I think I might present with a hangover in the morning. But anyway, on that note, you guys can send me your music, please, 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 because I'm getting my own college radio station. So on that note, yes, you guys can be on my college radio station and on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights if you send me your music. Queen B-E-E 1991 @gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Queen B-E-E 1991 @gmail.com. If y'all want to follow me on Twitter and just find out whenever the fuck the show is going on, because you can't remember or you can't remember the number, that is six. You can find me at, excuse me, Twitter. I'm talking about my Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm faded, y'all.
Oh,
so guys, Cole, please bear with me because
no,
I'm
go
really
ahead.
Drunk
go ahead.
Right now. I'm
fun.
Really faded
get
and I'm sitting
go
here
ahead.
Really trying to hold my composure.
It's taking
you
10 minutes to get
through
your outro, but it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really out here drunk right now. But you guys can find me at Twitter at Queen Vicky, V-I-C-K-E, wait, not an E. V-I-C-K-Y 21, because yes, I'm 2 months shy of my 21st. I'm actually less than that.
Are you trying to count now? Don't try to count.
21. I am shouting out right now. I really am. I didn't say
shout out. I said don't try to count.
I won't try to count. It really won't. 21, because that's how old I'll be. 21 in 2 months. So if y'all want to come out and function with us in Vegas, November 9th through the 11th, I'll even spit out those because why? I don't care right now.
Obviously.
Can come. Why? Because why? I want my party to be pumping. And I mean,
no,
if
I
I'm
say
in
why, I said obviously. You can't even hear what I'm saying.
Right? Because
like,
why? I need my fans to be functioning with me. I'm going to be 21. It's about to be a big ass birthday. 21 is huge. It's a huge birthday for me. Why? Because all the homegirls been waiting. They've been waiting on me. I'm the baby. So they've been waiting on me. So when I'm only 2 months shy. So November 9th through the 11th, we'll be in Vegas. Come holla at us. Once we get closer to where we at, to the dates, I'll let you know where clubs we at and where we finna be at. Don't worry about that shit. So y'all come holla at me. I mean, other than that, like I said, if you're not talking about music, you're not talking about money, other than that, we don't need to be talking. We really don't. We don't need to be talking about shit. Cause I'm out here really trying to make it right now. I'm not even about to lie to y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are my motherfucking listeners, and I appreciate y'all to motherfucking fullest. But if y'all not out here trying to support your girl and function
so
with
funny.
Me, we don't need. Yes, I am so faded.
This is funny. Yeah, I see this. Okay, everybody else, I can feel the keys coming off my body.
That's how you know I'm faded. I'm so drunk.
This is hilarious. I'm rolling.
Okay, I'm
good?
Done. I'm going to stop babbling.
Sure?
I'm going to stop babbling. Yes, I am sure. I'm going to stop babbling. I'm positive. I'm going to go in and finish my drink, and I'm going to go lay down. So go ahead, co-host. You can give your shout out.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
I can do it?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Me?
Go ahead.
Me?
You. The dagger.
Oh,
the dagger, bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
As Nipple the Great would say, the dagger, bitches.
What's up, Wednesday? It's tough night. The Dagger Queen V. Like I said, shout out to everybody that came through. I'm a little under the influence myself, so I can't remember everybody that came through. But I know the Lion was up in here. J Rock, Nipple the Great, Queen V. Her squad came through. Koya, Young Prince, Tay. Erica checked in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like all kind of shit.
Did you check in with us?
On the porn tip, like I said, y'all step your porn game up. If you're in the porn, step it up. Like I said, don't look at that boring shit. Like I said, go support these. Go, if you're, like I said, a lot of people say that porn, like, degrades women. So you might as well watch the porn that degrades women the most. So at least you're getting what you want
to
watch. That's how I do. Also, I'm into amateur porn. But also, motherfuckers don't know how to do amateur porn. So it's always a problem. Nothing's... But just a quick side note, for anybody out there that's making their own little porno videos and everything like that, fellas, nobody wants to see, like, if you about to make a movie, don't, like, put the girl in missionary and then put the camera behind you where all we see is your back and your ass. Nobody wants to see that shit, all right? Just a few little quick side notes, all right? But, yeah, set your porn game up. And I don't know. Like I said, it was a crazy night. I forgot what happened tonight already. But we'll be back. We will be back next Wednesday. Like I said, 9 to 11 every Wednesday. Hump nights. Dagger
9
Clint
to
B.
11 on hump nights. That's Wednesday.
World premiere, Fuck You Fridays tomorrow. So make sure you tune into that.
Nope.
Here,
tomorrow's
like I said,
Thursday.
It's
not tomorrow.
Didn't I say the day after tomorrow? I said Friday.
No,
you said tomorrow. All right,
I am sure.
See. You want to make a bet? We'll go back
and listen
to it.
I'll make a bet on that one because I'm pretty sure you said tomorrow, co-host.
Yo, now you're pretty sure. You were sure, now you're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, you don't sound too confident. What happened to the confidence?
I'm confident. You said tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Well,
I know that because
yeah.
I have class at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
All right. Well, like I said, if I said tomorrow, then I apologize. But I'm pretty sure I said Friday. Fuck you, Fridays. World premiere this coming
Fridays.
Friday. So make sure you tuned in, like I said, 6 to 8. Make sure you call in with your issues or your problems or whatever you want. Got somebody you want to say fuck you to or some steam you need to get off your chest.
I think I'm
going to
call in on Fuck
You
Friday.
Hey, we'll see. Like I said, it's all about live right there, man. And the best part about it is, well, not the best part, but there isn't going to be any music on Fuck You Friday. So the best part, at least about this show, is that I get to do the whole show from my phone. So wherever I'm at, wherever I'm going, wherever I'm around, whatever's popping around the dagger, you're going to be right there live in effect for 2 hours. So this ought to be interesting. So we're going to see what happens. All right, y'all. So we'll see you on Fridays. Of course, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Y'all know what's happening there. And then we start off with the new Triple M show, All Music Mondays, which y'all blew up already on the first day. So make sure y'all keep supporting all these shows, supporting these artists. And the only thing we ask y'all to do is talk about and share the show. That's all y'all got to do, and that's the easiest thing I can do, all right? All y'all Twitters, Facebooks, whatever social networks y'all are on, when you find a way to get the link or you got the number to this show and you got the date,
Well, you've been drinking too, Dagger. What you been drinking?
No, I've been drinking a little bit, but I mean, that's my lungs is telling me it's time for me to smoke. You know, I don't like to all the way drink. I like to balance. I'm more of a smoker than a drinker.
I feel you.
What I'd be doing. But yeah, y'all, make sure y'all support the shows. Make sure y'all spread the links about the shows. Make sure y'all talk about the shows. That's all we ask, because as long as y'all doing that, that lets us know that we're doing something right over here. All right? So we'll see y'all next week. Dagger Queen V, come nice, and we're going to ride
on. Bye, y'all.
Marcus Love and Roger Charles. I always did like the song. That's my shit right here. See y'all next week.
Bills, my come the day. No more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got three cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook beat up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth ad be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper we cruising, yacht names I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, revealed with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government pay the difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost, we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be I happy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording procedures in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, combine splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.